Hachette Audio presents Only Say Good Things, Surviving Playboy, and Finding Myself. Written and read by Crystal Hefner. For anyone who has ever felt lost on their journey to self-love and self-acceptance, you are not alone. Introduction. The Promise. Last night I dreamed about the mansion again. In the dream, I am driving, racing to get back before curfew. The sun is already setting, the LA light turning golden in my rearview mirror. I'm panicking because while I don't know what will happen if I arrive past my curfew, I know I can't be late. And the terror claws and scrapes at my throat. I press on the gas pedal, desperately trying to go faster, to make it back to that ivy-covered gothic house surrounded by redwoods before the clock strikes six. But in the way of dreams, everything is in slow motion. Everything is strange and unfamiliar, and the road stretches on and on. In my dream, I know I'm not going to make it in time. I know that this road will never get me to where I need to be. I know that I am lost. I wake up with old familiar feelings, sick, anxious, afraid. It's been years since I lived in the mansion. I haven't been back since my husband died. He died, I left, and I never went back. But I seem to go back there in my mind all the time, much more than I want to, and not just when I'm dreaming. In a lot of ways, I'm still trying to get out of that mansion. I always had to be home by 6 o'clock. If I wasn't, it was a problem. He would be upset. He would be yelling my name through the house. The pantry staff would start frantically calling my phone at exactly 6:01 p.m., even though I'd already be winding my way up the long, curving drive, around the tall stone fountain topped with the cherub watching me with its empty marble eyes. And then I would run in, pushing through the heavy wooden door, and go find Hef, so I could kiss him on the cheek and show him, "Here I am. I'm home. I followed the rules. I'm a good girl." For almost a decade, the Playboy Mansion was my home. But it never really felt like a home. It felt like a place I was forever visiting. Like a hotel I'd checked into, but could never leave. Like a stage I was performing on, observed by so many sets of faceless eyes. Sometimes it felt like going back in time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?